Okay, hi guys, it's T. So I think this is the third time I'm attempting to record my answer to this last question. And so the voice is really giving out on me a little bit, but I think it adds an air of mystery to my voice, my answer. That's what I choose to think, and not just that I sound ridiculous. But the last question is from Deirdre C., who I adore. She's one of my favorite people ever. And she intentionally asked me a question that she knows is one I'm going to embarrass myself over. And by the fact that I've already made a few recordings that will never see the light of day, is a testament to how well she knows me. Because those aren't going to get played on the internet, people. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try to edit myself just a little bit so that it's appropriate. So the question is, from D, you rush into the room and discover that the latest monster of the week has tied Sam down to a table. Whether he is shirtless and/or conscious is negotiable. What do you do? I must say, let's have a moment, actually, and think about that. Okay, that's nice. That's a nice moment. That my first response to the question was literally to pause the DVR. And that's because I automatically think of Sam as being in my TV. So my first thing is if that happens on the show, my first reaction is to pause it so that I may study the situation, and here that would be Sam, more closely, and perhaps use my slow motion or my frame by frame or whatever it takes to just evaluate what's going on and to, look at a few things. But then I thought, you know what? I think D is asking me what I would do if this was my reality. If I somehow was transported to the Winchester reality, which really sounds like a nice place to visit. So then I thought, okay, we'll back it up, rewind, we'll try a different answer to that question. And first, the thing you should do, the probably the logical response to discovering such a situation would be one, make sure the monster of the week is gone. Check around. Look for a decapitated body or a pile of goo or ash or remnants of a fire, whatever. Just try to make sure that thing's gone because you don't want to be interrupted. Number two, maybe check around for Dean. He's usually not far from Sam, even when Sam is tied to a table, which again, nice. So might check around for the other Winchester. Make sure he's okay. And number three, of course, check on Sam. Release Sam, get him out of there, take him to a hospital, whatever. If he's not, if he's all beat up or something. That would be the appropriate response. I would not have the appropriate response, people. Come on. Sam Winchester tied to a table. Please. There's nothing appropriate happening in my brain on upon discovering such a scene. So, what I would actually do. Well, he's unconscious. In my vision, he's unconscious, and he does not have a shirt on. He might have pants on. I'm still debating about that. But definitely no shirt. So, the first thing to do is probably to wake Sam up. And there are a couple ways to go about that. My personal favorite is not the whole shaking and slapping their face kind of thing that people normally do. My personal favorite is a bucket of water. It's very handy. So bucket of water, because there's nothing wrong with throwing a bucket of water on Sam. One, if he's got clothes on, those clothes are now clinging very tightly to him. So that's good. And number two, if he doesn't have clothes on, he's wet. Now Sam is wet. There's no bad here. There's nothing wrong with that picture. So, number one, bucket of water. If that doesn't wake him up,